Good morning, everyone. Morning, everyone. Hopefully we all had a lovely Christmas, and we're going to have a lovely service this morning on the first Sunday after Christmas. This morning, just for a few minutes, I would like you to think about times when you might have got lost. Morning, in you come. Think of when times when you got lost and you got quite worried about being lost. So, springs to mind for me, I was in Spain and I was driving, happily following the sat-nav. I'm sure we all knew sat-navs in our cars. And I was driving to the airport, running a little bit late because we'd left the place later than we should have done. And the sat-nav very kindly took me to a roundabout in Madrid and told me that I'd reached my destination in the middle of Madrid, and I obviously definitely wasn't at the airport. So it's things like that. So just have a think, conversation between yourselves of times when you've got lost. So we shall come back in about 5-10 minutes. Yes.
Hello, everybody. I hope you've had enough time now to be thinking about the times you've got lost or the mystery tours you've been on. Right, so I'm going to start over the back here because I'm not sure they're paying attention over here. So we also start with the naughty ones who are not paying attention. Right. Come on. Boys and girls, have you got any examples of being lost? Is that because you don't look at the map before you start, or is that... Right.
Says which way when he wants to go to the motorway.
Just checking, aren't you, Terry?
Yeah,
yes. Anybody else on this table? Oh, an example of getting lost? Mystery tour? Yes. Yes. The coach round and the dead end, yes. Yes. That was a driver. Right. Right, anybody on this table? Any time you've got lost? Doesn't have to be in the car.
Started working at the hospital, I would have to know where all the wards are. So for the first 2 weeks I would get lost every day.
Yes. I'm not surprised. I get lost at the hospital frequently. I blame the signposting. I'm sure it's me though. Right. Any other examples of getting lost?
Yes, like we got two different buildings.
I think starting at a new school is always very confusing. Going from junior school to secondary school, you easily get lost. Right. Okay. Any examples on this table?
I'm just a lost cause.
No, you can't be a lost cause, Philip. Any examples, Stephen?
going round on a guided tour round a town, and I stopped to take a photograph, and then I turned round again, and they've all disappeared.
Yes. Any examples on this table of getting lost?
When I lost my mom, we went home to Ghana. When we got, everybody was there. Ian was only 2.5 years old. Straight away, he went to my grandma, but there was no response. At that point, I knew I was completely lost.
Thank you, everybody, for sharing that. I think the times I've got lost have mainly been on holiday, where I've been part of a bigger group and then suddenly the group is not there. And that's very scary when you're in a foreign country, you don't speak the language, you don't know the area. Fortunately, as you can tell, I have been found again, so you just have to remain calm, I think. But going to think how our physical journeys compare with our spiritual journeys, and in the same way that we have to prepare for our physical journeys, we need to prepare for spiritual journeys. So we need to pre-plan to think, where are we trying to get to? How are we going to get there? And knowing our ultimate destination, even if we're not quite sure of the route, and hopefully everybody's ultimate destination is to end up with God. So we may not sure how we're going to be sure how we're going to get to heaven, but if we keep our eyes on God, if we use his roadmap, which is the Bible, we use our telephone system to God, which is prayer, and keep constant with those things, then there's less chance of us getting lost along the way.